Okay, we are on the Mishnah on Yud Aleph on the Beis. Yesterday we had a very important halacha l'maisa daf in terms of various yisodos. Now let's move on. Hechsher mavui. Says the Mishnah, hechsher mavui. How do you machshir a mavui? And remember, we had on daf Beis that the Mishnah should have started. The Vesechta should have started off with this Mishnah. Would have been more sensible, and that the Mishnah, the Mishnah started off in the middle of the story. A mavi that is gavoa yet to be made. What about the ikur din? But here's the ikur din. We gave answers why it started off with that. The first Tosfos in the Mishnah discussed that. But at least now we're getting to that Mishnah. How you machshir a mavui? Beishamai omrim lechi v'kora. Beisila omrim o lechi o kora. Beishamai says everything that we've been speaking about is different. You need a lechi and a kora, says Beishamai, to fix a mavui, to allow a tiltal inside. And Beisila says, no, lechi or kora. Rebbe Eliezer omer lechayayin. Rebbe Eliezer says, two lechis you need. The Gemara is going to ask, is that in addition to a kora or not? But that's Rebbe Eliezer Shita, you need two lechis. We know that Rebbe Elazar is the Talmud of Beishamai. That's why he's called Shamuti, according to one pshat. So he has a different pshat than Beishamai here. He has a third pshat. So the Ritva explains that, no, it must be that he means this, that this is what Beishamai meant. This is what Beishamai said. Not one lechi in a korah, but two lechis. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Talmud Echal of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel quotes the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. L'nech lugu Beishamai Beisila, Mavishu Pachas V'arba Amos, Shu Nitar Oba Lechi B'korah. Says a Talmud of Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, that if the doorway is less than 4 amos wide, then everybody would agree that one alechi or a kora. Even Beishamai would agree; he wouldn't require both. Less than 4 amos or alechi or a kora. And everybody would agree that if it's more than 10 amos, it wouldn't work. Alechi, even alechi and a kora wouldn't work. But what is the machlokas between 4 amos and 10 amos? Shebeishamai omrim lechi v'kora, ubeisala omrim o lechi o kora. Amar Rabbi Akiva, alzev alzeh nechlekor. Rabbi Akiva says no. Even less than 4 amos, Beishamai would require a lechi and a kora. So yeah, we have various opinions how to be machshir a mavui based on the dimensions of the mavui. Is a mavui with an opening? It says mavui shehu pachas be'adal ramos. So the that's true. Is a mavui less than 4 amos a mavui? So we say, I think I saw somebody says just that, right? Just the doorway has to be less than 4 amos, right? That it has to be, it's like larger inside the mavui, but at least let's talk about the doorway that's pachas be'adal ramos. Would the lechis be opposite to each other? According to Beishamai, lechora would be opposite of each other. Yes. Okay, Gemara continues. Come on, who is our Mishnah like? And at this point in the Gemara, we are guessing, we are assuming that the Mishnah says how you machshir a mavui. Maybe it's talking about a mavui mefulash, not a mavui sasum, as we know that it's going to eventually be talking about. But we think it's about a mavui mefulash. Come on, d'lochad kachananu d'loch katarakama. If you remember early, we had on Davav a machlokas between Chananya and Tarakama. Beshal Chananya had machlokas b'shamay b'silel about how you machshir. First Gemara thought it was Rishus Arabim. And the Gemara says, obviously they couldn't be talking about that. So it's talking about a mavui mefulash that's open to Rishus Arabim. So if you remember those shitos there, it spoke about either you put a lechi on one side and a turis a pesach on the other side, or a lechi on one side and a telasos on the other side. So our Mishnah, though, doesn't have any of those opinions. So our Mishnah seems to be against Chananya and the Tanakhama. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, no. Hachi gamar. Hechshir mavui sasum. How you machshir mavui sasum, ketzad. That's the issue in our Mishnah. Beishami omim lechi v'kora beishil omim o lechi okora. So that's the issue. But that's the case that Beishamai and are arguing about. Beishamai says that you require a lechi and a kora, both. Is this to teach me that according to Beishamai, 4 walls surrounding an area, that's how you make your Rosh Hashanah Yachid Araisa? Because again, what does he say here? We're talking about a Mavui Sasum, which has 3 walls, and he says you need a Lechi and a Korah on the 4th side. So doesn't that Lechi and the Korah make it as if there's a 4th wall there? And therefore, he seems to hold that to be maybe Rosh Hashanah Yachid Araisa, you would need 4 walls. So the answer is low. Lizrok, really, there's no diak that he requires 4 walls. Really, if you would be throwing something from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so then Mishalosh with the Bechayiv, even with 3 walls. I mean, Beishamai maybe holds 3 walls, is already a Chiyiv Daraisa. With Taltel, Adiika Dalad. But you're right, to be betaltel in it, the Rabban, to allow tiltel in it, the Rabbanan had an extra requirement, have a 4th wall there, so you can be betaltel. But really, Maker Adin, even 3 walls would be Daraisa. There's a couple of ha'aras of the Ritva on these sugyas. So the first ha'ara is that on this line of the Beis Shammai, he says, Pirish, the Sfir Lu, Gimel Mechitzas Da'araisa, if it would be true in the Havamina of the Gemara, that three would be enough, then why would he require a Lechi and a Korah? If it's just Mishum Hecker, you go one or the other. D'i, Havada Mishum Hekera D'Rabbana, B'Lechi O'Korah Sagi. So it would definitely only need one or the other. But in fact, you need both, as much as he's tried to say, you need a symbolic wall. If you need a symbolic wall there, it must be in the Havamina of the Gemara that you would need four. And my answer, no, it's really three, the maskana is that really three walls is enough. The fourth wall is just Rabbanan. But then he has another question. In the Havamina, if it really was four walls that you require me to rise, how could a Lechi and a Korah function as four walls, even with both of them? Still not. If you need Tal Mechitzas Daraisa, a Lechi Nekorah is a rabbinic invention. So how can you have that as a fourth wall? So the Ritva says even in the Havamino you have to say that the Din Daraisa was three full walls and a fourth symbolic wall. Even in the Havamino you have to say that because a Lechi Nekorah aren't a wall Daraisa. The tears of Betosvus, the Kotsavi, the Beishavi, the Bidaraisa, boy, Shandal, Mechizas, Gimel Mechizas, Geburos, or Mechizas, Rabbi Yisbechaldehu. But you need this Ritvan on to understand the Shaklavataria. Because Dala Daraisa, but, so what, even if you have a Lachi and a Korah, it still shouldn't work. So the answer is no, even in the Havamina of Dala Daraisa, the Havamina was three full, walls Daraisa, and one symbolic wall. And now the Gemara has the Diak in Beis Hillel also. Beis Hillel Omrim O Lechi O Korah. Beis Hillel Mishnah said one or the other. So Leima Kazari Beis Hillel Shalosh Mechitzas Daraisa. Is this to teach me that all Beis Hillel requires is three? Because Bavi Sassim, and you see, he only requires one or the other, which is Mishum Hecker. It's just an extra requirement again, because based on that Ritva, if you would require less Midaraisa, then you wouldn't require a Lechi and a Korah. You already have a third wall. So the answer is low again. Domi Medayik Lizrok Mishtaim. It could be that even throwing from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah to a place where there are two walls, meaning like a Mavi Mefulash, that would already be a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. Lizrok Mishtaim would be Bechayiv. Letaltel the Ika Shalosh, but just be Letaltel it. There's an added Durabanan requirement that you require the Lechi or the Korah. But again, don't be Medayik from here what Beis Hillel holds. Okay, so the Gemara ends up by saying, don't be bedayik anything about Beis Hillel, don't be bedayik anything about Beis Shammai. But as we've learned earlier, the first shear of the Masechta, on that base, this is a major machlokas Rishonim. How many walls do you need for a makom to be a Rishus HaYachid to Oraisa? Rov Rishonim, the Rashi, the Ravid, the Rush, many other Tosfas, many Rishonim, most Rishonim hold three. Three walls surrounding an area is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Daraisa, and if you have a Mavoi Sasum, and you throw something into that Mavoi Sasum, that is a Chi of Daraisa. That is what Rav Rishonim hold. Against the Rambam. The Rambam holds that three walls is a Makom Ptur. Four walls is Daraisa. You need four walls to be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Daraisa. Three walls is only Makom Ptur, therefore it works out. Usually it's quoted as the Rambam requires four walls to be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Daraisa. So you think that the Rambam is being more Chomor, but really he's being more Mako. According to the Rambam, if you throw it to a three-walled area, it's Makom Ptur, you're Pater. And according to Rov Rishonim, you're going to be Chayiv even with three walls. Okay, we'll get to a little more about the Machlokas, Bet Hashem and Amid Beis. But again, that's a very important Machlokas. How many walls are required to make a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Daraisa? Three or four. Three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Eliezer Omer L'Chayayin. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah had said you need two lechis in order to be machshir the mavi sasim. Ibaylu Rabbi Eliezer lechayayin mekora kamar odim lechayayin bilo kora kamar. Does he when he says you need two? Is that two plus the kora or just two? Tashma, let's prove it from a story in the Tosefta. Ma'aser Rabbi Eliezer shalachitz Rabbi Yosi ben Pareto Talmido leuvlin. Rabbi Eliezer went to his Talmid Rabbi Yosi. To the place called Uvlin. And he found him that he was sitting in a mavi that only had one lechi. Omar lo, b'niya, say lechi acher. So he told, said my son, make another, put up another lechi. Omar lo, the conversation continued. And the Talmud answered him, v'chi l'so smo ani tzarech? You really want me to close it up? Omar le, isasi b'mabakach. Rabbi Lezer answers, sure, close it up. That's exactly what I'm asking you to do. We'll get back to that conversation in a minute, but the Brisa first continues. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel reports that Beis Shammai never argued about a mavui whose doorway was less than four amos. It doesn't need anything. We'll get to how to connect that to the Mishnah, but that's Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel's report. Four to ten is the machlokas. That's the end of the Tosefta. But Tani Mias, what did the first part of the Tosefta say? Do I have to close it up? Was the answer of the Talmud to Rabbi Lazar? So asks is Bedayik the Gemara. E Amrit Vishnoel Lechayin Vekora. If you say that Rabbi Lazar meant two lechis and a kora, so then Mishamachi Amar. Then I understand the lashon of Chilas Osmar Nitzarech. That's closing it up. If you have two lechis, you have a kora there. That's why the Talmud would have used the lashon of Chilas Osmo. El E Amrit Lechayin Below Kora. If he just means two lechis without a kora, Milas Osmo. That is that closing it up. That lashon wouldn't appear to fit. So hachi kamar v'chilas sosma v'chayayin anisarach. No, you can still fit it even if you just meant lechis. Because what the Talmud meant to ask was, did you mean for me to close it up with lechis? And the answer would be yes. But still, there's no diuk that he would require two lechis and a korah.
Isn't two lechis and a korah
towards a Pesach? The question is, are they connected to each other? Might be two lechis and then maybe the korah down on top of it. The Rishonim pointed out how. You could find cases where it's not exactly on top of each other. So the Gemara, the Ritva again, and this is based on the Rashba. So this is the Rashba first. Also asks on this stage of the Gemara, if all we know in the story of the Gemara was there was one lechi there, and he said to put one more lechi. So why didn't he tell him to put a lechi and a korah there? He says put a lechi there. The Gemara said the story had one lechi, and then he says. Put another lechi there. So what's the whole shakla taya of the Gemara? We're trying to prove that two lechis at a korah. You get it from the lashon of stima v'chilas sosma nitzarach. But he didn't tell him to put a korah there. Lamaisa, he had one lechi and he says put another lechi. So that's one kasha. Then he says he was talmid of Beishamai. So it seemed like he's going like Beis Hillel here. So he answered it must be that he put a korah there. And even though it says one lechi, he must have put a lechi at a korah. Then he says put another lechi. That's how you have to understand the Gemara. Put a lechi under the korah. Okay, but if it's exactly under the korah, then it's like what Rav said. Isn't that a surah of Pesach? But you're right. You have to work out how it's not a case of a surah of Pesach. If the korah is not directly on top, I would think it's not considered a surah of Pesach. That's like we learned yesterday. It has to be directly under in order to say ein sarech liga. Okay, Gemara continues. Amar Mar. So the end of that Tosefta we're going to talk about now. Rav Shmuel Gamliel had said, "Lo nechlukku beishar beis hillel amavishu bachas bedalad amos sheinu tzarech l'klum." Rav Shmuel Gamliel had said that beishar beis hillel did not argue on a mavi that's less the doorway with less than four amos. You don't need anything. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah has said they don't agree, but you need something. Our Mishnah reported that it's one or the other. Everybody, even Beis Shammai would agree that if it's less than four amos, you would need one or the other, but not that you don't need anything. So Amar Rav Ashi, you're right, even the Tosefta means that, but you should read it the following. Hachi Kamer, what does Eino Tzarech L'Klum mean? Eino Tzarech Lechi V'Korah K'Beis Shammai V'Lo L'Chayek K'Rev V'Lazer. You don't need anything like these other two opinions required. Like you don't need two lechis, you don't need a lechi and a korah, Ela O Lechi O Korah K'Beis Hillel. So it just means, L'maisa, that Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel. But not that there's any... But not that you would have any, you wouldn't require anything. V'kama, and how much, how low, how small do you go down in order to say that you require a lechi d'korah? In general, what if you have a tiny little opening in the front of a mavui? What's the smallest opening that wouldn't require a lechi or a korah? Amar Rav Achloi, v'itema Rav Yechiel, unusual name in the Gemara, Rav Yechiel. Nachem, any comments? Rav Yechiel? Very rare. Okay, Menachem's our names expert. Yitaber of Yechiel, Ad Arba'a, until four tefachim. Less than four tefachim Pesach, says Rav Achloi, Rav Yechiel, you do not require any lechi or korah. Nothing. More than that, you would. Why not? The Ritva's lashon here is Nechshav Kisasum. It's like it's closed off. The Meiri has a lashon that ain't Pesach pachos midal tefachim, like we learned yesterday by Mezuzah. That you have to have 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. The whole idea of a lechi and a korah is to close off a Pesach of a mavui. If it's less than that, it's not called a Pesach. And it's not called a pirtza, because the pirtza has to be bigger. So therefore, it doesn't require anything. It's an opening, but it's not halachically a Pesach that would require a mavui. Again, this is all drabanan. So therefore, this is the amount that wouldn't require anything. Would it be called a makam tor? No, it would be called a rosh hashayachid, according to the Moshe Rishonim. Rabbi Shonim say that you only need three, and here you would have a fourth wall on most of the wall anyway. So even the Rambam probably would say that it's a Rosh Hashayachid. Okay. Amar of Sheshes. Sheshes, Amar of Sheshes, Amar of Yerbivar, Abba, Amar Rav. Modib Chachamim Rebbe Eliezer, Vipasi Chatzer. Our whole discussion has been about Mavuis. As we've noted a number of times, and we're going to have at the end of today, we're going to have a Chuvus HaRashba who gives us Svara why. But says the Gemara, the Chachamim would agree to Rebbe Eliezer that for a Chatzer, to close off a Chatzer on the fourth side of a Chatzer, one Lechi wouldn't be enough. You would require walls sticking out. Pasei chatzer, as we had pasim, always refers to walls. A chatzer is more chamur than a mavui. Again, why should that be? It's more private. You would think just the opposite, but we'll talk about it in soon. But what is the case here? What a chatzer going to wear? So Rashi here notes, third skinny line in Rashi, second, the pasei chatzer, ibnifritz alamakam ha'asrla. This is a yisod that we had a couple of days ago, where a chatzer opens to a makam ha'asrla, to a place where you can't carry, either to a rishus harabim, or to a potential mavli, or if it's open, totally open to the fourth side, that you would need a tikkun on the fourth side of the chatzer, so you would need walls sticking out of the side of that chatzer on the fourth side. Rav Nachman Amar, that's the report of Rav Sheshes, that the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Eliezer by a Chatzer. Rav Nachman has it differently. Rav Nachman Amar, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer pasi Chatzer. Not that Chachamim would agree, they would argue, but we would paskin like Rabbi Eliezer by Chatzer. Who are these opinions? Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, man modim, who, according to Rav Sheshes, who are the Chachamim that are modeh to Rabbi Eliezer by Chatzer? Rebbe. Halacha b'chal de pligi, man palagalei. Rav Nachman's report that it's still a machlokas because he says it's halacha like one of them who argues on the Rav Elazar, in that case Rabbanan the Tanya and the following brisa which we referred to before chatzin iteres pas echad Rabbi Yomer b'shnei pasin. So we have that brisa, so that's where you see according to Rabbi he is the one that agrees to Rav Elazar by chatzir because that's why he says two pasin and like Rav Elazar holds two l'chayayin and the Tanakama says no even by chatzir pas echad. By a chatzer, is it a function of how wide the opening is? We're going to get to it. More than 10 amos in a chatzer is also a problem. That's what we've had. Question is the we had do you compare the chatzer and we had some who said if it was less, it was 4, right? We had a machlokas, a zayin and aleph, something like that, vav and aleph. One of those where we had a discussion on an amud beis. We had you compare chatzer and mavli the dimensions. Then the next stop we had said that maybe it's not exactly parallel, but here it's saying at least what do you need to be machshir the chatzer. Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan, Chatzer Tzricha Shnei Pasin. We have a member that B'shem Rabbi Yochanan that a chatzer requires two pasin, right, one on each side, coming out two parts of the wall that are coming out to be machshirit. Amar Rabbi Zira, Amar Vasi, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that you need two? V'ha Atu Amar B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, but you Rabbi Asi reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Pasi Chatzer Tzricha Sheheba Dalid. The pasim of a chatzer have to be Dalid. Dalid long. I think this is Dalid Tvachim, right? Dalid Tvachim? Right, Dalid Tvachim. It has to be 4 Tvachim long. So you said, you reported that we have a report that Rabbi Yochanan said you need 2 Pasin, but there's another member of Rabbi Yochanan that you only need, it has to be 4 long. It doesn't say anything about having to have 2. It has to be 4 Tvachim long. V'chitim, arba mikan, arba mikan. Then you want to say, no, it means 2. But it means 4 from each side. Vatani, but we've had before to explain the Mishnah later on. Vatani, rabada barabi, mikamid, rabbechanina, vamila kamid, rabbechanina, barpapi, katana, basa, vagdola, bachazisre. Remember the case where you have a small chatzer next to a big chatzer, and the dimensions that are stated are the big chatzer is 11 amos, the small chatzer is 10 amos. And an amma is, an amma bein is 6 tvachim long. So you have 6 tvachim long, and you lechora, let's say there are two choices. Either it's directly in the middle, so you have 3 and 3 on each side. Walls of the bigger chutz are sticking out. So then that's, you don't have 4 on either side. And Rabbi Yochanan says each pass has to be 4 tvachim. And if you want to say that it's moved to one side, so it's 4 and 2, but then we just said that we're trying to say Rabbi Yochanan holds you need 4 on both sides. So either way we're stuck. So how could we have that one line that says Rabbi Yochanan requires it to be 4 tvachim, the pasin to be 4 tvachim long, and the other one that says that he needs 2 pasin? So the Gemara answers, Kisalak Rav Zera Miyame, where Rav Zera came up from the Yam, Pirsha, he explained, no, Rabbi Yochanan gives you a choice. Baruch Achaz, if you're only going to have a pass on one side, so then it has to be long, Barba, then it has to be 4 tvachim long. Mishtei Ruchos, Mashulakan, Mashulakan. But if it's coming out from both sides, if you have a pass on both sides, then you have a different choice, just a little bit on each side. So that's what he meant. Where he said you need 2, that's where you don't have one, that's 4 tvachim long. Where he says 4 tvachim, that's okay, even with just 1. Vahatani, Ada bar Avimi. What about Ada bar Avimi says that the case of Ktana and Gola, meaning 4 and 2 or 3 and 3, Rebbe Hivas Avalak Rebbe Yossi. That is not the Shita of Rebbe Yochanan, because according to Rebbe Yochanan, if you have 2 on each side, you don't need it to be 3 and 3. And if you have 1 on each side, you don't need anything on the other side. So that's why that explanation of the Mishnah is only according to Rebbe. And Rebbe who criers that that you need two, but also like Rebbe Yossi, who we're going to have later on in the Masechta, later on in the Mishnah, the next Mishnah, who says that Alechi has to be 3 tefachim wide. Fifth wide line. Amar Rebbe Yossi, Amar Rebbe Yudah, Shmuel, a couple of other, the rest of the Amud is all about what certain Amoram held, how long the pasan have to be in a chatzar, or how many do you need? Chatzar nidares pas achad. So Shmuel said that a chatzar only needs one pas, one wall sticking out. Amar le Rav Yosef, the Amar Shmuel Haki, did Shmuel really say this? Amar le Shmuel Rav Chanani bar Shila. Shmuel said to him, at lo tevet uvda, only matir tiltil in the following case. El ober uvdofen, only if you have most of the wall on that side left over, ober shnei pasin. He sees Shmuel holds 2 pasin, not 1. So Amar Leiv, Anol Yadana. But Rav Yosef says, "What do you mean? I have a different story about Shmuel, where he seems to say one." Anol Yadana do of the Havi Bedura Redurusa. We have a story that happened in Dura Redurusa. We had that before, right? In the neighborhood of shepherds, Lashon Yam Menechus L'Chaser. It was a case where the Yam was going into the Chaser. Okay, first picture of the day. If you look in picture number 95. Right, you have the Yam, right? We know about these flooding. It touches us very well these pictures today. You have the Yam, that goat went into the Chatzer, and it's flooded partially. So Yilashon the Yam and Echas the Chatzer have Vaslaka, and there was a story. That was the story. Vaslaka and Rav Yehuda, and they came in front of Rav Yehuda, who the Mefarshim pointed out is the Talmud of Shmuel. Rav Yehuda is the Talmud of Shmuel. V'lo Atzrochei Ala Pas Echad, and he only requires one pass. You see in the picture, there's only one wall of the Chatzer there. He only required one wall. So therefore, again, you're telling me that Shmuel said two, but I'm saying one, and I have a story that Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Shmuel, said one. So how do you put it all together? Amar Lei. So he answered him, don't talk to me about that Yam story, but that case, because that's different. Lashon Yam Ka'amrit? No. Kalu Shekil Chamim B'mayim. We had a Masechah Shabbos already. There are special kulas where you're talking about machitzes by water, on top of water. Kidabai Minei Rabbi Tavla Mirav. Like we had, Rabbi Tavla asked Rav, Machitza Tchuya Maushita B'churva. If you have a hanging machitza, for example, is picture 96. You have a hanging machitza and you want to use it as your rishus. So we usually do not allow a hanging machitza if it's above lavud, if it's above the gimel tvachim from the ground. We don't allow a hanging machitza. So the question was, can you allow it? Amar lei, ein machitza tuli bataris el babayim. The only time we would allow a hanging machitza is above water. Again, there's not, what else are you supposed to do above water? You don't have a choice. So that's why we wouldn't allow it. Kalushi kilacham amayim. So it's a kula b'mayim. So don't bring me any rayas from that story by water. Fine. So there's no riot from that story. But again, we're back to the stira. Shmuel, originally the first report had said pasachad. The second one, he had said 2 pasin. So mikol makom kashu. We're still back to the question. Ki asra papar funibre de reshua mi beirav, pirshua mi ruchach asarba, mishne ruchas b'mashu lakan amashu lakan. Same answer as we gave in Rabbi Yochanan before. That's the answer to the story. Where he requires one, that's where he requires one that's 4 tefachim long. Where he requires 2, that's mashu lakan amashu lakan. That's the answer to the stira. You had your question? We said before he was a Talmud of both. We didn't know who he said it in the name of. Right. I guess the assumption here is that it was from Shmuel, right? Because that's why the question makes sense in the Gemara. You have to say he's assuming that he's from Shmuel. Amar of Papa. Ikashli hakashli. Rabbi said, I have a different question regarding Shmuel. Domali Shmuel Rebchenim Bashila Aotevedot the Elabro of the Opel Bishne Pasin. That story where Shmuel says to the Chananya, all you need is you can matter it as long as you have rove of the wall left or 2 pasin left. 1 second. Lomali rove dofin. Ask Shmuel, if this is the whole issue of either 2, if you have 2 on the sides, it's mashahu, and 1 is 4 tefachim. Enough, so why do they have to say you need rove of the wall? You don't need rove of the wall, you just need 4 tefachim's worth. The pasar basagi, 4 is enough. The chite, my member of Dauphin, but Dauphin Shiva. And if you want to say we're talking about a wall that's seven tefachim long, that's why he said rove, because then that would be rove. So lamali arba. But in that case, think about it. If you have a wall that's seven tefachim long, then you wouldn't need a wall that's four tefachim. Because remember, you only need something if a pesach is four tefachim wide. We just said up above that if you have an opening that's less than four tefachim, you don't need anything. So you shouldn't have said you need rove, which would be four, three and a drop. Three and a drop. So that wouldn't be halfway even, but now your opening that you have left is less than four tefachim, and then you wouldn't need anything on the rest. So lamali arba b'shloshu mashu usagi. You should have just made a wall with three and a little bit. Right, we just said earlier that if you have less than four tefachim, you don't need anything. So Gemara gives two answers to how to interpret the story. Maybe Rav Achloi and Rabbi Chiel, that Memra, was only regarding a Mavui. But a Chatzer would have more stringent requirements, as we mentioned a number of times. A Chatzer has to have walls, doesn't have Lachin and Kora. Maybe Paras Mubaba Omeid is worse by a Chatzer. But a Chatzer has different rules than a Mavui. So that's why. Maybe that's the difference. So don't apply less than four, that principle, to this case of Chatzer. And that's why Shmuel required him to have a rove dofen. Maybe by Mavui, it's a machlokas whether we accept that opinion. So that ends the discussion of Shmuel. So as we're talking about the Lashon Yam case, we talk about it a little more. Tanu Rabbanan. Three lines from the bottom. Lashem yam hanichnas lachatzer. If you have the water that goes into the chatzer, like that case that we had earlier, ein mamalan heimenu b'shabbos. You're not allowed to fill from that water on Shabbos. Let's say, right, you see there's grass there. Let's say you're standing on a little bit of grass left in there. So let's say you're standing on the grass and you want to fill up the water from into your chatzer. So we know yam in general, we've had him in Masechta Shabbos, yam is considered a karmelus. Yam is a rishus d'rabbanan. So if it's considered not broken from the real yam, then it'll be an issur d'rabbanan to fill from there into your chatzer. So says the Gemara, you can't fill it up. It would be considered that you fill it up from the karmelus. All you need a machitza. You need a machitza on the fourth side, yutfachim high. When do you require this mechitza, only if the break at the beginning, the whole break from wall to wall without your mechitza is 10 amos wide. But if you have a break of 10 amos or less, then you don't need anything. Right? The picture in 97, it's more than 10 amos wide, and that's why you would require the break. So the Gemara now has a diak. Without this wall, you wouldn't be able to fill up your water from the karmelis, but just in the chatzer itself, you'd be able to do things, carry, but principle that we've had before, if a chatzer is totally open to a makom that it's, you're not allowed to take transfer into, then that chatzer itself, that place is oser on the place where you are. And it's not exactly bimilua. We say there are little walls on the outside, but it's more than 10 amos. So then, how would that be possible? So the Gemara says, no, hacha b'ayis kinon, this is like gidude. You know why it's more makel here? Because there are gidude here. What does that mean? Look at a nice picture on the bottom. The wall is only broken in where you can't see it. Under the water, there's still part of the wall there, and there, that's why it's more makel in this case. Yes, usually, nifres of the makam asr law is a problem, and the other rishus would oser on you. Even forget carrying from that rishus to this rishus, but like the discussions we had a couple of days ago with a mavi and a chatzer next to each other, there are two potential problems: either the rishus aravim on the outside is going to aser, or just the rishus next to it is going to aser. Nifras l'makom aserla, broken to a place that's aser. So here too, that would have been a potential problem, but here we say it's not true because you have that wall on the bottom; you just can't see it. But it's the gidude, and that's why we would have a more makel approach in this case. Amar Rav Yehuda says the new piece. Amar Yehuda Amar Beis on top. Rav Yehuda says, "Mavui shalonish tatfubo, a mavui that you didn't do a shituf in." Okay, we're going to refer to a lot of this in the next part of the Masechta. We know there's something called an Erev Chatzeros. There's something called a Shituf Mavos. If you have a bunch of houses going into a Chatzer, in order to be able to carry things in that Chatzer, so the Chachamim enacted something called an Erev Chatzeros, which means all the parties, all the people in the houses get together, put some bread in one of the houses, and in that way, they are like one big happy family, and they're able to carry into and out of the Chatzer and within the Chatzer itself. The same concept applies to Mavos. It's called Shituf Mavos, a partnership of Mavos. The people in the Chatzer in the, all the different chatzers get together, put some challah somewhere, and now they can carry into and out of the mavui and within the mavui. That is besides the physical tikkun of the mavui, but you also have the, this shituf between the parties. So let's say you have a mavui, shalonish tatubo, that you didn't do shituf in. The parties didn't do shituf in this mavui. So the Gemara says there's a difference between whether you fixed it with a physical requirement, with a lechi or a korah. Hechshir b'lechi, if you fixed it with a lechi, hazorik l'toch ha'chayiv. That if you throw two in that place, from which is a rabim, you'd be chayiv midaraisa. So we're assuming that a lechi could make it into a daraisa. Ichshiro, just to foreshadow, Rashi explains here, the Gemara is going to say beferish in a minute, that it must be because a lechi is mishum mechitza, a lechi makes it into as if you have another wall there, and therefore it's a rishus yachid. We're going to talk about that, whether it's a mavui sasam in a minute, but the assumption right now is that it is a mavui, it is a mavui sasam. That's what we're assuming. Hechshira b'kora, hazorek l'toch ha'pater, but if you only fix it with a kora, so then, if you throw into it, it would be pater, and the Gemara is going to explain in a couple of minutes, that's because kora is bishum heker. So mazal v'refsheshes, what, time but don't start for both. The only reason is this chilik, and that by kora you'd be pater, it sounds like because you didn't do shituf. But if they did a sheet of bavos, afilu achshir b'mavui nami chayiv. What? If you did, all of a sudden, if you would have put out a piece of bread and got it all together, that even the korah would make it chayiv? V'chikikar zeh aso oso rishus ha'yachad rishus ha'rabim. A piece of bread makes it into rishus ha'yachad rishus ha'rabim? No! What do you mean? Rishus ha'rab rishus ha'yachad, that's determined by physical tikkunim. Whether you're a ma'arvin or not, that's a separate din. That's in the world of the Rabbanans. How can you say putting a kikar in a certain place changes the halacha? So the Hatanya, after all, we know there's no difference between whether you're a disariv or not. We have the Braisa. If you have yards owned by Rabim, public yard, and a mavui sasum, bein irvo, bein lo irvo, whether you made an irv or not, hazorik ladochan chayev, you're going to be chayev. There's three walls. Right, according to Rabbi Shonim, that's a Rosh Hashanah Yechad Arayah. So you're going to be chayiv. So Erev doesn't make a difference. So Ella, Yed Bar Hachi, Yed Bar. Okay, you're right. A different reporter of Yehuda. Amar of Yehuda, Mavui, it doesn't mean Shalonish Tatfu. But really, it's supposed to be Mavui She'eno Roi L'Shitav. Mavui that's not Roi for Shitav. Meaning what? Mefulash. Right, a Mavui Mefulash, you can't just do Shitav. It doesn't help. So a mavui that's not roi l'shituf, so then hechshira b'lechi hazorek l'toch ha'chayiv. If you would put a lechi on the edge there, so that hazorek l'toch ha'chayiv, because that would make three walls. We have two walls plus the lechi, and then if you throw it there, you'd be chayiv like Rav Rishonim. That three walls is rishus yachad araisa. Hechshira b'kora hazorek l'toch ha'pater. But if you were machshir with a kora, then throwing into it would be pater. Alma kasavar, why lechi mishum mechitza v'kora mishum heker? Because the lechi functions as a wall, that's how they were machshered, and therefore that would create a rishus yachid. But the korah on top is mishum heker. V'cheina amarav alecha mishum mechitza v'kar mishum heker. V'rava amar echad v'echad mishum heker. But Rava holds both are mishum heker. Okay, 2 points before we can move on. Rashi here says in chatzir shel rabim. Rashi explains that, what do you mean a chatzir of a rabim? So what's the whole issue? If you think about it, houses going into a chatzir, that's all rishus yachids. It's all rishus yachids. Right, but they still can't carry from one to the other. So the Rashi here says, in the middle of the Rashi, of Rabbanan Gazur Shalola Hotzi Me Rishus Hayachid Rishus Hayachid, the Rabbanan made a gzeira not to carry even from one Rishus Hayachid to another Rishus Hayachid, gzeira del ma'asila afuki me Rishus Hayachid Rishus Harabim, because you might come to carry from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Hayachid. The question that Mefarshim deal with is, going from the Gemara talks about a case of going, let's say, from a bayis to a chatzer, going from rishus hayachid owned by one person to rishus hayachid owned by many people. What about going from one rishus hayachid owned by a private person to another rishus hayachid owned by a private person? Does the gzeira apply there? Right, the Gemara's case is only about rishus hayachid, right, to a rishus hayachid owned by more people. So that is discussed in the Bir Halacha in Shin Ayin Gimel. Bir Halacha quotes a Magen Avraham where he says, De mecheder labayis asur imheim shnayim. If one person owns the cheder, and then you go to a bayis where two people own it, that would be a problem. Muchach midvar says the Bir Halacha. The kashem shacham asur l'tadu bayis l'chatzir b'li eriv kamochen asur l'hatu bayis labayis. It sounds like from that Magen Avraham is just going from a room to a house. you know, two rishos ha'yachid, even owned by one individual each, it would also be aser. And he says, but it's not so clear, because there seems to be, before he said at the end, a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba about this whole gzeira. What came first? Because if you look at the lashon of the Rambam says that, like Rashi here, that the ikar reason that you made this gzeira of rishos ha'yachid versus ha'yachid is you might get confused and end up going from rishos ha'yachid to rishos ha'rabim. So, where does it make sense that you're going to get confused? If the latter Rishus is owned by a lot of people. So that's where you might get confused. If you're going from one Rishus Yachid to the second Rishus Yachid, and the latter Rishus Yachid is owned by a lot of people. But if the other Rishus Yachid is owned by one person, so then it might not make as much sense to say that it's a Gezeirah. You're not going to get confused. Because it's one private case to another private case, they're each owned by one person. He says the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh, which is a Sefer on Hilchas Muksa and Hilchas Yantivs, seems to say no. That he says just the opposite. That the first step of the Gzeira was real private to real private, because you just don't want things changing Rishuyos on Shabbos. And then it expanded to a case where even if the latter Rishuyos is owned by a Rabbin. But it seems to be a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. But then he says at the end, it seems like even the Rashba would aser. And therefore he says, Lama Nashva machlokas bein olav bein a Rambam. He says, you know, maybe bein olav bein a Rashba. So then Maskani says, even the Rambam would agree to this, but either way, that's the issue that we pass on as aser as well. That if you have, it's going from two separate, if there's no Erev in between the case, so going from one bias to another bias, if there's no Erev between them, carrying things, the Rebbe Alachav seems to end up by saying that what should be Machmir in that case. That's point number one. Point number two is, as we said here, that it seems to say that Mavish She'en Aroy L'Shita, for the second version of the Gemara, by a Mavi Mafulash, putting one Lechi there, if you throw inside of it, it would be a Rishus HaYachid. How are these Lechi situated? So we know, usually, Mavi Mafulash is opposite each other. So what about if they're like an L, and then you put a lechi on the edge? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold, again in the Bir Halacha, that it's yoser pashut leheter if it's like an L. It's yoser pashut leheter if you put it straight across. So just in mentality, the Chazon Ish thinks the opposite. He thinks it's yoser pashut leheter with the parallel. So again, it's a machloka, as we're getting this Gemara, where you add a lechi to a mavi mefulash in order to make it a rishus ha'yachid, so then which is more lehetar, which is more leisser, so it's a machloka zachronim, which direction you would go into. Okay, let's continue now. So we just had a machloka samarayim, whether lechi is mishum machitza and a kar is mishum hacker, or both are mishum hacker according to Rava. So Rava just said both are mishum hacker. So we're going to ask a number of questions on Rava. Eser of Yaakov Arba LaRava, Hazorik LaMavui, if you throw it to a Mavui from Rishus HaRabim, Yesh Lo Lechi Chayiv, Ein Lo Lechi Patur, if it has a Lechi, you're Chayiv. So Rashi explains, doesn't that mean that Lechi is mishum machitza? Because you're saying it makes it into a Rishus HaYachid. So Achikam right now, this is what the Brisa should say. Einot Tzarech El Lechi. If we have a Mavi that only needs a Lechi, meaning a Sasum, Hazorek L'Tocha Chayiv, then throwing into there would be Chayiv. But it doesn't just mean if you put a Lechi there. It just means without just three walls, if you throw in there, it would be Chayiv. Lechi V'davar Acher. But if it would be a Mavi Mefulash, which would require Lechi and something else, like the Tzoros HaPasach, Hazorek L'Tocha Patr. So don't bring me a proof from there what a Lechi is. Eisve, yes or okay, we've had this before also. Amar Rav Yehuda, somebody has two houses on opposite sides of the street. Also, he should make, remember the case we had a couple of lot ago? So you have two houses on opposite sides of the street, then you want to carry on the, and you have a house over the street, and you want to carry underneath. So what do? So you either put two lechis or two karas. You put a lechi on either side. V'nosi be'emsa. So you're able to put lechis down there. Doesn't that prove lechis mishum machitza? Again, there are amrulo imav rishus rambaka. And the Rabbanah just argued and says, no, you can't do this in rishus rabbin. But even they don't fundamentally argue. They just say you can't do this in rishus rabbin. But they don't argue that the lechi is not mishum machitza. So hasam sever review the shem machitza daraisa. So the Gemara says, no, that's also no proof. Because really, even without the lechis, at all, you already have a rishus arab, rishus yachid daraisa, because he's of the opinion that even two walls is a rishus yachid daraisa. Okay, period. A couple of other laws, some we've had before, some we haven't, about a mavui. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, mavui she'arko karachbo inanita balechi mashehu. We said before that a part of the definition of a mavui is that the length going out towards rishus arabim has to be longer than the width. We've said if it's the opposite dimensions, or if it's even exactly the same, this Gemara says if it's a square, then the whole principle of being matering with a lechi does not apply. Right, the lechi is by defined as a longer length. Amar v'chei barashi amarav mavi she'er kukarachbo edanita b'kor ha'tefach. Just like it's if it's a square is not matir with a lechi, is not matir with a korah. Amar v'zeira kam mechavin shmeitzit the savi. Oh, these great rabbis, they said something great. Kibun d'arka kukarachbo havali chatzer. Why? Because if it's equal, if it's square, it's a chatzer. We'll treat it as a chatzer, not a mavui. V'chatzer in niteres b'lechi b'korah. El v'vatzer ba. And a chatzer has more chomer laws. Right, it needs to be... It needs a pasa, it needs a wall, not just a lechi and a kol. Reb Zera says, though I just said that this is a great member from these great older rabbanim, ikashli hakashli. But I do have the following question: Levi hai lechi kapas mashu benishteri. We're saying that in a chatzer, in this case of a square, a lechi would work. We need a pas, but why can't the lechi be function as a pas? Isn't there no requirements, right? There's no requirement how long it should be, and the Gemara says, no, there is. Ishtamitze, he forgot. Hadamar Vasi and Rabbi Yochanan. Pati Chadis Rechashi Ben Arba, we just had it. That has to be four tzvachim long. And therefore, it's most lechis are not, and therefore, it wouldn't be able to be used. Period. Amar of Nachman, Naktinan we hold, Ezim Abishita Belechi Vikora, which kind of mavui dimensions can use the lechi and korah tikkun karsha erkol yetra arachba, whenever the length is longer than the width. Ubata bechatzeros pesuchos l'socha. And this is an added requirement again, which we've had before. It has to be houses into chatzer and chatzers into mavui, and you have to have at least one bias going into each of the two chatzers and at least two chatzers going into the mavui. But let's say you have batim going straight into the mavui, something like that, that's not called a mavui, and therefore it wouldn't have the laws of a mavui, which we'll talk about why in a minute. The izui chazash in the lech of the korah, what type of chatzer is not matir with the lech of the korah? El b'pasar ba, you need a pasar ba. Chazim rubas, if it's square. So rubas in agul lo, is that to tell me that a circle one is it being excluded? So where I said, no, Hachigamer, it's excluding the dimensions one. Ierka yasra rachba. If the length is longer than the width, havile mavui, then that's a good mavui, or mavi blecha v'kora sagi, and then it can be mounted with a lechi or a kora. V'ilo, but if it's not that, but not excluding circle, but it's just excluding if it's square. V'ilo, havile chatzer, and if not, it's a chatzer. V'kama, how much longer does the length have to be from the width? Savar Shmuel ameimar adika bishtayim barachba. Shmuel first thought to say double. It has to be at least double the length and the width. So I'm like, Rav, Achi, Amar Chavivi, Afi Lamashu. No, and then we say, Lamaskan, no. Even a drop longer, it would be okay. There's a Chubas HaRashba that in Chelek, Hey, Sven Reish Gimel, Umashi Sha'alta, Lama Amru de Babi de Bayis Ubachatis Psuchim Lusocha. Why this line of the Gemara? Why does a Mavi have to have houses into chatzers, chatzers into mavuis, shenita belechi v'kora, and if there are no houses in chatzers, psuchas v'chosav, v'chein chatzer, and a chatzer itself can't be matir. Adarabba, ifchem stabra, called the avshi diurin by yakaratvei. By chatzer, people are if you don't have the houses into chatzer, chatzers into mavuis, they'll say the houses go directly into the mavuis. So then it's you should need a greater hakara. So says the Rashba the following, Mistavra, Kalshu Asu Yosir Ladira, Ulutashmishi Hatsne Vlaechol Mehem, anything that's made for more private usage, like a chaser, Sarach Yosir Mechitzos Gemuros. You need more Mechitzos there. Don't go by the issue of what's closer to Rosh Hashanah. That's not the issue. Remember, we're in the world of the Rabbanans here. So the issue is, where do people have more Hishtamshus? So they usually have more Hishtamshus in a chaser than in a Mavui. Right, because a mavui is just on their way out to Rosh Hashanah, but a chaser is where they do everything. So that is why, in general, said the Rashba, why a chaser has a higher requirement, higher standards. Lufichach, hachatzir shabali batin shadarkin l'shamish ben yoser b'tachin hashi v'leicholahem. A regular chaser, which people use more, srichos avachitos yoser gemuros. That's why you don't have lechi in a korah by a chaser, only by a mavui. By chaser, you require the pasim. V'chein adin b'mavo she'ein batim v'chadim tzuch l'tzocho. That's why if you have houses going directly into a mavui, you treat it like a chatzer. Why? Because then, where's the ikur hishtamshus of these people in the mavui? So that's why it didn't have a chatzer. Oh, what was these demands? Xeris hakasev? No, that you need houses chatzer. No, the point is, if it goes directly in, so then you have to treat it like a chatzer. Do you rin muatim hishtamshus ben yoser? Dina boshe kol kach lechav l'shtamish bohen lefilach arihin chatzer. That's why you treat it like a chatzer. But the more, if you have less hishtamshus, like generally a mavui is less hishtamshus, that's why you would have less requirements. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the tomorrow's daf is a very exciting daf. I'm sorry we won't be able to talk about it on the web. I got a message last week from one of my rebbeim complaining very much that we don't have the daf of Shabbos on the web. Again, Menachem and I, or Menachem gives it on Shabbos. If I would do it Mosi Shabbos, I wouldn't be able to do Sunday mornings. But Hashem, Od Chazon Lemoy, there will be a time, hopefully, those who all listen, that they will be able to put the Shabbos and Yontif ones on the web. But right now we apologize, and we do our best during the week. And by Hashem, we should continue learning. But tomorrow's daf is all about the bas kol of Beis Hillel and Eilu Ve'Eilu Dibri Elokim Chayim. It's a juicy topic. And why are we passing like Beis Hillel? Oh, just one vark. We have 2 minutes left. One vark that I heard from my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig. That what did the Gemara says on Amud Beis? Maybe I'm stealing your thunder. I apologize. I'm saying one vark over. On Amud Beis, it says Eilu Ve'Eilu Dibri Elokim Chayim. That's the Gemara. But it says Halacha ke Beis Hillel. Why is Halacha Beis Hillel? Number one, shenokin va'aluvin. They're humble. They're meek. And then it says v'hayu shonin divrehen v'divrei bishamai. And then they learn their words and divrei bishamai. V'lo od elishem makdimin divrei bishamai l'divrehem. Not only that, but they're makdim divrei bishamai to their own words. So Rav Rosenzweig said, what is it? They're just like, oh, it's covered, because they're such good people. They're mocked them to Rebbe Shammai, to Rebbe Ram, so that's why we pass them like them, because they're, you know, it's, because they're machabed others. No, so Rav Rosenzweig, no. The point is, they're mocked him that they first study the other people's opinions. And then they still say their own shita. They're mocked him to Rebbe Shammai, to Rebbe Ram. That's when we pass them like you. If you first study the other opinions and analyze it and try to, and then figure out what's the MS. It's easy to say your opinion. You say your opinion, I'm always right. Right, I'm always right. So, whenever, are you listening or are you hearing? When you're in the chavrusa, a lot of times we're hearing, we're not really listening. So I'm right, and whatever you say, I'm still right. But no, the point with Beis Hillel was they were mocked in Divrei Beis Hillel Devarim. They really analyzed the other opinion, and then they still said their opinion. That's why we pass them like Beis Hillel. That's just mocked in Divrei and Divrei Beis Shammai. Okay, so I just wanted to mention that. And it comes Sukkah stuff comes up tomorrow also. So, Beis Hashem, on the web, we will continue Thursday, first day Chol HaMoed. Okay.